The former football star Plaxico Burress is a free man today. He walked out of prison in New York this morning after spending more than 20 months behind bars on a firearms charge. In 2008, Burress brought an unlicensed handgun into a New York nightclub. The gun accidentally went off, hitting Burress in the leg. Today, just outside the prison gates, Burress thanked God for bringing him through what he called one of the most trying times in his life.
You know, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day that I get to be reunited with my family and go home and spend some quality time with them. And as far as football is concerned, if and when, you know, everything gets settled and when they get back on the field, I'll be ready.
Joining us now for more on the future of Plaxico Burress and for the NFL is NPR's Mike Pesca. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Now, he's done his time. Is the question now whether anyone in the NFL will want him on the other side of this?
Anyone, yeah. The way at least sports media works is that probably right now there are 26 sports radio stations in the 32 NFL markets where they're debating, could our team use Plaxico Burress? There are only a few teams, the teams where he's worn out his welcome, like the Giants and the Steelers, maybe the Super Bowl champion Packers or a team like the Falcons that have great receivers that would definitely say we don't need him. But he's still seen as a top-notch receiver or at least a receiver that poses headaches for opposing defenses because of what he could do before he went into jail. We should also say as a condition of his release, he has to seek work immediately. So right now there's a big debate. Maybe not as many general managers are debating it as the football fans are, but there's still quite a lot of interest in him for sure.
And there's no shortage of players who've had to do penance on the other side of bad behavior. So let's use history as our guide. How have players in similar situations handled this?
You know, psychologists talk about the recency effect, which means we just remember the last prominent thing that happened. For years, if the question was an athlete who served time in jail, can he be good? The recency effect said everyone would think about Mike Tyson, who wasn't a good boxer after he got out of jail. But then Michael Vick, who's now the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, people said, well, he won't be good when he gets out of jail. But he was great, and all the athleticism came back. It took a little time, but he wowed people last year. So now people are discussing Plaxico Burress by saying, well, if Michael Vick did it, Plaxico Burress could do it. That's not necessarily true. There are so many variables, but at least we could say we have an example of where jail time affected an athlete and an example where jail time didn't.
Mike Pesca, before I let you go, can you please give us a quick update on where labor negotiations stand between the NFL and its players' union?
Right, and this affects Burress because there is no free agency now because there is a lockout. So right now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit is hearing the case. It could be a few weeks before they rule. That very same circuit overruled a lower judge's decision, which had said that the lockout was illegal. And at the same time, owners and players are meeting in what has been deemed secret meetings, except everyone knows about them. So headline writers are putting the word secret in quotes. Can't we just at this point call them meetings? But they are they are meeting, and perhaps the legalisms will play out and it will be irrelevant because they'll come to a negotiation. It's also been reported that the NFL has concocted an 8-week schedule, normally 17 weeks and 16 games in the football season. Who knows if they're being genuine about that? Who knows if that's a PR stunt? The message seems to be, hey, we're prepared to go to the mattresses on this one.
Mike Pesca, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca. You are listening to All Things Considered.